Welcome, listeners. It is another episode of the DLH Insights podcast. My name is Porter Lessiv. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm the CSR analyst here at DLH. Very happy to host you for another episode. Joining me today is Alfredo Perez and John Kenny. I'm very excited because they're going to take us to a tropical getaway in Florida today. So we're going to learn all about the palm trees and the Sunshine State from the DLH perspective from them. So both of you, thank you so much for jumping on with me today. And Alfredo and John, I would love for you guys both to introduce yourselves to our listeners here.
Alfredo, go ahead.
All right. Yes. Thank you very much, Porter. My name is Alfredo Perez. I have been with DLH for, it's going to be 2 years in August, and I am a business development and capture manager for the AMS operating center. My background is computer science, and I'm focusing mainly on DoD customers, DHA, POs, TRI, and others. Focused mostly on modeling simulation and training capabilities, which we're going to tell you throughout this podcast, you know, the things that we're doing around modeling simulation and training for the Florida community. So thank you very much for having me.
Awesome. Thanks, Alfredo. And you actually sit in Florida, is that right?
That's correct. I live in Tampa, Florida, not very far from our location, close to the UCF University and Incubator.
That's awesome. So you're living and breathing the Florida sunshine and oppressive humidity every day. That's awesome.
Oh, yes. I'm enjoying it every day.
Good, good. John, welcome. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And I'll try to hold up my own with the bugging here. But John Kenny, and I serve as the DLH Corporate Chief of Staff. And I've led our emerging technologies initiatives now for a little over 4 years. Background from Air Force veteran, but have been in industry for a number of years, and almost I spent a great deal of it in modeling, simulation, training, and emerging technologies, including two unpaid assignments working for two different governors of the Commonwealth of Virginia, leading modeling simulation initiatives for the Commonwealth of Virginia. So this is kind of old hat, if you will, these topics around modeling, simulation, and training, and emerging technologies. So happy to be here and share what I can today, and exciting news about our incubator space in Orlando.
Awesome. Thanks, John. And do you live in an airplane traveling for DLH at any given moment, or where are you based?
a good bit of the time, but my home is near Greenville, South Carolina.
Awesome. Nice. Okay. So
and it's
still
a great little airport.
Yes. Very familiar. That's awesome. Thank you, John and Alfredo. So for our listeners today, both of our guests have really nodded towards the technology side of what is being explored in Florida for DLH. So we're really going to dive into that and learn more about that. But my first question for both of you is why Florida? Like why that area? I really only recall memories of Florida from a spring break perspective. So please share what the rationale from the DLH perspective is and why we ended up in this space.
We'll take the first shot at that, Alfredo.
Yeah, sure. So as many people may not know, Florida, besides Disney, right, holds a what we call a hub for the whole modeling simulation and training industry. So a lot of the activities that happen around the Orlando area have to do with this industry. And part of the focus, I can't tell you exactly the number of years, but it goes, I mean, probably a couple of decades already, where there was an effort to really establish capabilities in an ecosystem that, you know, go from industry to academia and the customer, in this case, the government and DoD specifically, to really establish an ecosystem, as I was saying, on how we can all collaborate together. So when DLH started looking into expanding into additional efforts into the model simulation and training, one of the first ones, and probably the most obvious one, was to establish ourselves in the Orlando area. Because, again, like I mentioned, there's a lot of different participants and stakeholders that, you know, will help us leverage the capabilities that we have. So we have industry, so definitely potential partners that we have been working on that live in that area, right? So it made sense for us to establish that our first footprint in there. We also have academia, right? So the incubator space where we actually are establishing right now is actually part of the UCF incubator. UCF is the University of Central Florida, established in Orlando. And the customers, right? So a lot of our customers actually are established there. So different agencies that stand from PEO's TRI, which is the Program Executive Office of Simulation, Training, and Instrumentation. The Navy is there, so NOCTSD, which is the Naval Air Warfare Center for Training Systems Division. The Army is there. The VA is there. So as you can tell, a lot of our customers have established themselves there. So for us, it really made sense to, you know, look for a space there and establish, you know, our capabilities and expand our capabilities that we have within other regions of DLH into the Orlando and Florida area. John, did I miss anything?
Yeah, I can add a little bit of history to that. I started going to that area when I was on active duty in the Air Force in the 80s, when that community started coming together. And University of Central Florida, even at that time, had the beginnings of research on developing technologies around modeling, simulation, training. And at that time, it was kind of Star Wars kind of immersive environments, you know, goggles and things like that. I mean, that was the very beginnings of that. And over the years, even the entertainment industry has moved to take advantage of the advances from the University of Central Florida in that ecosystem of technologies and companies that were surrounding that. So it was a logical choice when we wanted to expand on the campaign that we had in modeling, simulation, and training to look to Orlando first.
That's awesome. Yeah, I resonate with the Star Wars reference just because seeing all the cool tech in this modeling simulation industry, especially with Florida being such a hub, you just get such an influx of all the really cool, innovative projects going on. I know I've definitely seen Alfredo in some of DLH's like promo videos from conferences, like with the VR giant goggles and looking all cool and doing all of that and kind of innovative, immersive technology stuff. So it's just really fascinating to see. So it sounds like DLH has really gotten a good introductory foothold into this community and built on the history that's blossomed there over the past decades or so. So that's wonderful that you've had that opportunity to even do that.
And the interesting part now, when you look at the emerging technologies, the modeling, simulation, training is not like a standalone set of technologies, because what's powering and powers a lot of these models and simulations is data. And associated with the data is the AI and machine learning. So that's driving a lot of things in modeling, simulation, and training. So it's not separate technologies. They're all blended together to create some pretty amazing technologies, platforms for training in ways we never dreamed of in the 80s. So, and we're part of that ecosystem.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, that must be one of those things where you walk into a room and you're just like astonished with how things have changed so quickly in terms of that technological advancement. I mean, I'm pretty easily blown away, to be honest, but there's some really cool, complex stuff that is going on. And when I say stuff, I mean a ton of research, all of the training that's involved, all the iterating between prototypes and everything. Like, it's just really very rich to get to where we are. So now that DLH has kind of that foundation foothold within this larger community in the Orlando, Florida area, what exactly are we working on? So what is like the current stuff that you're trying to jump into with this particular community? I know we're talking about, you know, AI, machine learning, all this cool simulation tech, but what are like the specific things that are being worked on in that community?
Well, there's a couple of things. We started with a partnership we have, and we have a platform of our own called Rapid, and it's really a modeling simulation platform for training. But with that, you can create micro simulations. So you not just an online course that you take, but with this, you can embed simulations of the materials that you're reading about. So you get to apply immediately through actions and decision-making the materials you just read about. The first ones have been around tactical combat casualty care, and we have somebody leading that. Frank Carlock leads that, who is a retired combat medic, extensive background in the space. So that's first. We've also submitted some papers to the OTAs, like MTEC, Medical Technology Consortium, Training Readiness Accelerated Consortium, using AI and ML and other technologies. We have partnerships with small businesses and things like that. So we're trying to go as fast as we can, and we're at the leading edge on a number of these things. So I think there's a lot more to come. So stay tuned.
Everything that's accelerating so quickly is just fascinating. But it sounds like we've got enough of that established to kind of stay at the edge of the wave to keep moving forward.
Yeah, and I would add to that DLH has very high technology capabilities as well that we have not brought into this community yet, or that, you know, that's one of the main goals of our presence in Orlando, is to bring those capabilities that we have into that community, right? From things that have to do with research work, R&D work, right? A lot of the things that we do with some of our customers, right? In terms of modeling and simulation that is happening with our customers. So bringing those capabilities into that community is also going to allow us to establish ourselves with them, but also find key programs that we're going to go after to be able to bring business to the company.
Gotcha. And something you mentioned, both of you, actually, I want to take a quick tangent. Just as you were sharing more about what we're doing, I kind of want to ask about why we're doing it. So for our listeners who may not be in this world as much as you two are, why is the modeling and simulation and training technology that you guys are exploring so important for, honestly, our global world? Why is that serving our communities, and how is it making an impact or an outcome on the audience it's intended for? Like, why explain to me why this is so important for other people in the community?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, the large part of that community grew up around defense research and development. As Alfredo mentioned, PEO Spry, they train all the warfighters, you know, and they knock TSD. So the Navy Training Systems Division is there training folks that are on board ships, flying the airplanes. Air Force Agency for Modeling and Simulation is there looking at how do we train pilots, ground crews, et cetera. And now, just recently, Space Force has moved into the neighborhood. And they use modeling and simulation as a way to train, because in some cases there's no other way to train, except in a virtual space or modeling and simulation, especially for the folks in the Space Force looking at space missions. There's no way to rehearse those things except in virtual.
You're sure we can't just go into space and try it out?
pretty sure.
Not yet.
Those kinds of things, or project we've submitted all the Special Operations Command, it is meant to take some of our medical technologies and with the consortium look at how people perform, the human performance. Hmm. Elements that you can't do in live training necessarily. So you can do things there with little Tesla suits or haptics gloves or larger goggles and on the directional treadmills. You can't train, for some of those missions except in virtual world. So, and then other elements in the military, it's very expensive, very time consuming to fly people around the world or sail ships or fly airplanes to exercise and train. So this is a cost-saving measure to be able to train using modeling simulation and training. Gotcha. I'm sure I missed something, Alfredo.
That was great, John. The only thing I would add is, what we're doing here is really focusing on what DLH's vision is, right? And if you look at our vision, it focuses on readiness of our customers, right? A lot of the readiness is going to come from training. And as John mentioned, right, a lot of the training is not going to be able to happen in the real aircraft or a real ship or a real spacecraft, you name it. A lot of it comes from simulating those environments. And sometimes you can even improve your outcomes by utilizing simulated environments than the real ones, because recreating a high dangerous situation is not possible, right?
Right.
So allowing that with modeling and simulation, it really brings the readiness level of the warfighter to a level that allow us to go into these missions that our customer has. So again, in a nutshell, is really supporting the readiness expectation that our warfighters need to have.
It builds on the adage from the military. I can tell you from even the late 70s is train like you fight. Well, that this is implementation, so you can rehearse and be ready to go. As Alfredo said, that's a great point, Alfredo.
Yeah, that's a very advanced level of being proactive. That's and a fascinating way to do it, because with the simulation and the advancement of the simulation, I feel like the anticipation of going into maybe the real thing at some point in the future just lessens not only those emotions, but also just processing what you need to do in order to execute the mission or taking care of, someone in a medical situation. So that's incredible work. So thank you for allowing my tangent on the why, because I find that fascinating for just the impact of what this type of technology has on the human beings that you're working with.
Well, and also, I'll add one other comment from a historical perspective. When I started getting involved in this was the late 70s. And if you saw the movie Top Gun, and you see people come back and they debrief, well, those airplanes were using systems where I was a test engineer. But the whole basis for the training, if you had 10 combat missions in a benign environment, you trained like you're going to fight, the survivability rate in Vietnam went up 70%.
Oh, wow.
From just 10 simulated events.
So yeah, so the real tangible impact is there. Like, you can measure the impact of those simulations. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
70%. That's crazy. So this is awesome, guys. So we have only a couple minutes left. And what I want to leave our listeners with is either an anecdote or a story that both of you can share. So what are you looking forward to in the future here at this DLH Foundation in Orlando, Florida? What is on the horizon, to the extent that you can share, that you're looking forward to, whether you're going to be involved yourself or, you know, the company is teed up for? If you could share that with our listeners and leave it off with that, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, thank you, John. I mean, for me, I think if I was to just summarize it in one word, it would be innovation. You know, I think this whole community thrives on innovation. And I think for DLH is also a critical element of our growth. So the goal of us being present in that region and with that community is really to expand and grow our innovation capabilities. And I think there's no better location for us to do that. Again, we're starting small, right? I mean, it's an incubator space, which is, you know, two desks and some chairs, right? But the goal is really to expand on that, right? And as we can, you know, we start winning programs and bringing business to DLH, you know, the goal is to expand on that. But for me, it's really about the innovation that this will bring.
Awesome.
I would echo that. So that's the very word I was thinking. I'm afraid of. So I'll just expand on that and just say some of the next things and why we're there, literally across the parking lot. There are people at UCF, University of Central Florida, looking at digital twinning, holography. So using holography for telemedicine. Applications of artificial intelligence and machine learning, you know, with these technologies. And by being there, we're now part of that community and just feeds innovation to us. I have one other element, which you may not know. We're starting an internship program, or the beginnings of an internship program
with
the University of Central Florida. So we start building our bench and having access to these researchers. In addition, that site down there, for instance, has been selected as part of the CHIPS Act. They're building a factory for bringing chip manufacturing here. And as part of that, building digital twins and using artificial intelligence for a factory in the future. So with UCF, we have those kinds of conversations going on. I don't know what the result's going to be yet, but it's innovation and bringing that to DLH and DLH being a participant in that kind of future. So it's pretty exciting stuff. And in fact, Porter, I think you have a role in helping us, kind of establish our footprint in Orlando as well with other things DLH is doing.
Yeah, I hope so. I certainly hope so. I didn't pay you for that plug, John, but thank you so much. Yeah, I'm very hopeful that DLH Cares can get involved in Florida and just the community there with so much innovation, especially for STEM. There's just so many different ways that we can get involved with the community. So definitely looking forward to getting some feet on the ground in terms of helping out maybe a local veterans garden. I know there is so much opportunity connected to University of Central Florida with working with students, maybe some STEM opportunities with modeling and simulation. So yeah, I'm very excited from the DLH Care standpoint to not only help out the community in these very technological ways, but really try to be there to show up as people, connect with other people of this community on another human level. And then, of course, that's another opportunity to geek out about all the cool things and all the innovative works that people are taking a part of. So yeah, definitely looking forward to that.
So, and part of that too is conferences. Orlando's a hub for conferences. So we have a couple coming up. The largest modeling simulation training conference in the world takes place first week of December. And we have a booth there, so we'll be showing off our technologies, and there's a huge number of technology customers and companies that will be there. So DLH will be right square in the middle of that, so it's exciting stuff.
That's very exciting. Yeah, so lots going on in Florida, y'all, for all of our listeners. I think the biggest takeaway for me is to continue being curious, because that's how we really leaned into all this innovation of how do I solve this problem? And looking at it from so many different angles and then moving forward in a way that preserves the safety of who it's serving, but then also really emphasizes that readiness that Alfredo mentioned, so that when we're going into quote unquote the real thing, we have this posture or this maturity, being able to face those things in person, essentially. So to all our listeners, I hope you remain curious today, lean into all of those problems that are noodling on your brain and see where the thread takes you. It might take you to Florida. You can visit Alfredo and John while you're down there. That's awesome.
Welcome.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, I learned a lot. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you guys are doing incredible work, really helping out these communities, both from the DLH care side, but really from that technology side of just really making sure that everyone is prepared and feels like they can get into those missions in person. So thank you both for all the work that you're doing. Definitely looking forward to seeing more promo videos of you guys with really cool tech on. So maybe, John, you're going to be in the Tesla suit next. I can kind of feel it. So
they keep
that'll
trying.
Be really cool. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. I hope our listeners will reach out to both Alfredo and John if they would like to learn more. There's definitely so many interesting stories from the technology down where they're working. So reach out to your colleagues, connect with them, get some more insight on what's happening in Florida for DLH. And hopefully our listeners will also send in some more topics and guest ideas for the DLH Insights podcast. We really love truly bringing you insights from across the business, as well as outside of the business. So what's going on in our daily lives too. So thank you guys so much for joining, and we're looking forward to the next episode. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.